Now, rights groups and lawyers say a first death in the ongoing Guantanamo hunger strike is now just a matter of time as the campaign enters its 91st day. The prisoners' lawyers say about 130 inmates are on a hunger strike, which began early in February. 23 of the hunger strikers are being force-fed twice a day. Four of them are in poor health condition, with insiders predicting that it's just a matter of time before one of them dies. Now, the prisoners' campaign began in protest of searching of their cells and personal belongings, as well as their indefinite imprisonment. The detention center, which holds 166 detainees, is believed to be the costliest prison in the world. The U.S. is spending some $150 million a year to run the prison. Well, now to the U.S. itself, where an official in charge of the Air Force's sexual assault prevention program has been arrested for sexual assault himself. Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Krasinski was removed from his position as the head of the Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Office pending an investigation. Now, this after a drunken Krasinski allegedly approached a woman in a parking lot near the Pentagon and groped her once. Police said that the woman fought back, and scratches can be seen on Krasinski's face in his mugshot. The Air Force has recently come under fire after a commander reversed a guilty verdict in another sexual assault case. On Tuesday, the Pentagon will release its annual report on sexual assaults, showing a 6% increase from previous year, reaching 3,300 cases. But the number of people who made an anonymous claim and never reported skyrocketed from 19,000 in 2011 to 26,000 last year. Well, let's switch over to Sonoma, California. Welcome online columnist Mr. Alan Rowland. Thanks so much for being with us. How ironic and frightening this situation, that the person who is in charge basically to protect those members of the Air Force from being sexually assaulted now is being charged with sexual assault. What exactly is the problem? Is this something endemic or an epidemic proportions in the U.S. military?
Well, let's put it this way. It's pretty indicative of the fact that the Western Empire, American Empire, is in a state of moral decay. And when that happens, you have breakdowns throughout the whole system. Look, in 2010, there were 19,000 instances of rape and assault in the military services. Only 13% were reported. So I look at it in a much deeper place, and I'd say that our soldiers and our military are slowly morally decaying along with the country. These are indicative signs that comes right from the leadership on down. No better case than Vietnam, in which people were killing their officers, etc. All types of atrocities were going on. But the same thing happened in Iraq. So this is not surprising. It's macho land out there with the military industrial complex in total control. And with it goes a high state of moral decay.
Well, Mr. Rowland, I mean, when we're talking about these particular sexual assaults, we're talking about within the ranks, except for this particular individual, it's not clear, but within the ranks, the military ranks, and assaulting, basically, the males assaulting their female, basically, co-workers. But what about if we take that and put it into the situation perspective of when they are in these foreign countries like Afghanistan, like Iraq, as you've just pointed out? What does that mean for the natives who are basically then apt to become victims of these individuals?
Well, of course, it's obvious. When you basically don't like yourself, and when you basically are coming from unworthiness, and you're not really fighting for a just cause, you take it out on everyone around you. Like, shoot to kill, but that also involves sexual assault. Look, the most common characteristic of military with PTSD is unworthiness. because of the things that they did over there. And quite honestly, as a psychotherapist, I deal with this all the time and trying to get these people to forgive themselves for what they did in Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam. And quite so, this is not unusual. Of course, the native population experiences this firsthand. We have more than enough evidence of that happening in Afghanistan and Iraq.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Sonoma, California. Online columnist, Mr. Alan Rowland.